Not too long ago, I was doing an interview with somebody who loves music, and they were appalled to find out that I'm not very well versed in musicians or who wrote what song or who was singing. And I had to explain to them that growing up, I was completely enthralled by the spoken word, in particular when it came to stand-up comedy, storytellers, people who shared their insight in humorous ways. I grew up watching Johnny Carson every single night. I mean, my parents didn't know I was awake. I would sneak out and to the living room and turn on the TV, and I saw Ellen DeGeneres' first appearance on the Tonight Show. I remember seeing Gary Shandling and Roseanne Barr. I loved the sort of these moments that we all identify with, and at the same time, it was unique, it was new, and it was different. If you got in my car when I was in high school and you turned on my radio, you wouldn't hear music. You would hear George Carlin's Man on Campus. And Carlin on Campus. And I just love stand-up comedy. Richard Pryor and Phyllis Diller. And one day when I was in graduate school, I was watching a comedy special. It was Margaret Cho, and I realized I know what I need to do with the rest of my life. And whatever twists and turns have gotten me to WGN Radio, along the way, stand-up comedy was the biggest part of that journey. I still to this day cannot believe that I've had the opportunity to perform all over the country and actually all over the world. And one night, I was at Zany's. I was the MC. I used to be the house MC for Zany's Comedy Clubs, the iconic club of Chicago, now celebrating 40 years. They've been in business for 40 years, and I've been a part of that for more than half of that. Thank you, Nick. And I have worked with guys like Dave Attell and Lewis Black and Jackie Mason and Brian Regan. And one week, I had the incredible pleasure of working with Mitch Hedberg. He was a young comedian that I had never heard of. And by the end of the week, it was a Friday night, and I told my husband, he was my boyfriend at the time, I said, you've got to come see this comic. I've never seen anyone like this. He is, without a doubt, the one-line writer, one-liners. So people who write a set-up punchline. He is the joke writer of my lifetime. I've never seen anyone like him. And I want you to hear a little bit of his material right now.
I was here in 1998, and I performed here. And I had a pretty good set, you know. I thought it was cool. People laughed a lot, you know. But then they didn't bring me back for 3 years now. So tonight I'm going to try to suck. Maybe they'll get me back next year. One time I had a Jack and Coke, it had a lime in it, and I saw that the lime was floating. That's good news, man. Next time I'm on a boat and it capsizes, I will reach for a lime. I'll be water skiing without a life preserver on. People will say, what the hell? And I'll pull out a lime. And a lemon, too. I'm saved by the buoyancy of citrus.
I like to drink before the show. I have a couple drinks before I go on stage. My manager's cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk. Liquor severely screws up the way I walk. It ain't like a crutch. It's like a step I didn't see.
I like to chase my liquor with that's worse than the liquor so that I drink more liquor. I'm going to have a shot of vodka, then I'm going to have a shot of oil. Man, give me that vodka now. I like to drink red wine. This girl says, doesn't red wine give you a headache? Yeah, eventually. But the first and the middle part are amazing. I'm not going to stop doing something because of what happens at the end. Mitch, do you want an apple? No, eventually it'll be a core. Don't cheer when people drink liquor. Cheer when they take a vitamin. They say Flintstones vitamins are chewable. All vitamins are chewable. It's just they taste shit. I was on the Craig Kilborn show. The next day I flew to Minneapolis. I was at the airport and a guy came up. He said, dude, I saw you on TV last night. But he did not say whether or not he thought it was good. He just confirmed that I was on television. So I turned my head away from him for about a minute. Then I turned it back. I said, dude, I saw you at the airport about a minute ago. And you were good.
February 24th, Mitch Hedberg would have been 50 years old. He died 13 years ago. And I was his host at Zany's on Wells. And there were people who would come every single night to see him because he was so unique and so different. And I don't know that in my career I've seen that many people who see one show and they have to come back and see the rest of them. Because Mitch had, he wasn't necessarily scripted. He had a particular style. And you know, the thing about opening for comics who weren't yet famous was that we would have anywhere from maybe on a Tuesday night, we'd have a packed house. And then Wednesday night, we'd have 14 people. And then Thursday night, maybe there'd be 100. And on a night when we had 14 people, someone yelled at him because they had seen the Tuesday night show. And apparently, and he did, I was there on Tuesday. And in between, while he was hanging out in Chicago, he went to get his hair cut. And one of the audience members decided they had to make a comment about that. And they were like, you cut your hair! And Mitch goes, yes, I did. I had them all cut, as a matter of fact. If I only had one cut, that would be weird. But he wasn't the kind of guy, I mean, it was great because one-liner comics aren't necessarily the easiest to interrupt and let them get back on track. I've worked with one-liner comics who, when they're interrupted, have to actually reset the entire show. And Mitch was a one-liner who could do whatever it took in the moment. And I adore him and I miss him severely. And he was unique. It's not, his act wasn't necessarily the kind that always clicked with audiences. And I was telling you guys that I was on the road in 2000. I was planning my wedding. I was on the road for 2 weeks. I was in South Dakota, and there was a club I'd been trying to get in for months. And I'd gotten a reference, and somebody vouched for me. And I called that guy. Let's call him Dave from the Funny Bone in Columbus, because that's his name. And I said, hey, it's Patty Vasquez. You know, my friend John told me to give you a call, and you know, you told me to call back today, and we talk about getting a booking. And he goes, yeah, I book a lot of feature acts. I don't have a lot of time for this. And he hung up on me. And I called back and I go, I understand that. I had a reference. You told me to call today. You know, I thought that, you know, usually people keep their word. And he was really angry with me and he hung up again. It turned out that weekend, Mitch Hedberg had struggled. And the owner had to demote him from headliner to feature act because Mitch was so unique that audiences, if they would heckle him or get out of control, if they were drunk, they wouldn't quite get him. And I think that for Mitch, his brain was always working, always trying to find the funny in every single moment. Mitch had a lot of problems with addiction. He wasn't necessarily somebody who would shy from that. Talking about it, you heard him talking about drinking. And it was absolutely the honor of my life to work with somebody who was that brilliant. And it's also the pain of my life to have worked with somebody who never found the happiness and the joy in how wonderful he really was as a performer. And I have to tell you, as a human being, he was so kind and so generous, so sweet, so soft-spoken. And the world is a sadder place. I feel badly for people who never met him. That's how incredible he was. And I treasure the moments that I was able to share the stage with him. I mean, being able to say the words, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitch Hedberg, are something you can never take away from me. And as a comedian, it's heartbreaking to have lost so many of my friends, so many brilliant people, Mitch being one of them, Greg Giraldo, Tim Wilson, John Panette. I am blessed with the experiences that I have, and also with the wisdom that their lives have taught me, that that when you are on stage and making people laugh, that you need to find the joy in that. And the dark moments are the ones that come in between, or maybe even when you're standing there and you are making people laugh because the darkness going on in your life is something you're trying to soothe. I think it's a lesson to learn from these incredible performers that you can find happiness, you can find peace. And when you see a performer who is giving you everything, you know, just take a moment. If you see someone you enjoy, whether it's a live band at a venue like Dannenberger Family Vineyards, or at a comedy show like our friends Bourbon on Division are going to be having, or if you're at a, you know, if it's even something that you're enjoying and you don't know what goes into it, if you're at Whiskey Acres, say thank you. say thank you to somebody, you know, just say thank you for what you've brought into the world. And that's true of not just those, you know, artists or the people who maybe bring you those things, but maybe just somebody, maybe a smile to somebody in your life. You never know when you're going to make a difference. And I have to say that Mitch Hedberg made a big difference in my life. And I wish every day that not just him, but other people I've lost along the way, that I've done more to just say thank you to them. Because you never know what's going to cut through the darkness or the sadness or the crazy. For all of us, we have craziness in our lives. You know, we spend so much time on social media attacking each other. Just take a moment and just go, you know what? I value you. There's somebody that I've been arguing with. I don't know. Do you, Nick and Susan, do you ever get into social media? You guys are very good about talking about what you are passionate about. You don't get embroiled in these things, do you? Arguments with people.
Yeah, there's a few small ones.
Yeah.
I just go there for the comments.
For the comments?
Yeah.
Well, there's somebody I've been arguing with over the last week, and we were getting into some bad areas in our conversation about things culturally, and I missed the part where he said, Patty, I miss you and I love you, because I was skipping over because I was reading all these other things he was writing, and I took a step back and I was like, oh, he stopped. And he took a moment to say, I respect you, I admire you, and I
White
love
flag.
You. Yeah, and he did. And I didn't even see it because I had like so much rage. And I was like, okay, I've got to, you know, he's thrown down the white flag. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I was like, I'm sorry, this got out of hand, and thank you so much. He's a firefighter, and I thanked him for the service that he does. So it's one of those things where when things kind of get away from you, we can find a way back. And it just takes a moment, take a breath, be in the moment. You know, we talked about whiskey and meditation or reflecting on what you're doing. It doesn't have to be with booze. It doesn't have to be with, you know, on social media. It can just be, again, walking down the street. There's a woman who works here. When they saw her leave the building, they were like, you work for WGN? She was like, yeah. And he goes, what are you, like a journalist? And she said, yes. And he goes, you all need to die. Right? You guys are all fake news. Like, that's the complete opposite of being, I mean, like, is that your moment? Is that who you want to be in the universe? Is that the kind of thing, the way, and that's not just, that was somebody in person. Like, I always thought people hid behind keyboards.
That was real.
That was real. Be the opposite, you know.
Kill them with kindness.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. Because here's the thing, kindness confuses people, doesn't it?
That's, wait, what? Try, what do I say back to that?
Yeah. Well, you say, look at you sharing your opinions so loudly. Good for you.
Here's a picture of my cat I got from the Anti-Cruel Society.
Exactly. Was it Lola?
Lola.
She's
a showgirl.
Aww. Do you have pets at Dannenberger Family Vineyards?
We have lots of dogs. People come there just to see the dogs. They walk around, hang out with people. Yeah.
Oh, that's so much
Snowman,
fun.
Snowman, Desna, Ladybird, LV, and Bastion.
That is a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Do you have like someone just for the dogs?
They're just, well, you know, once you have two, you might as well have five.
So. I agree completely, which is why my husband will not let me have one, because then he's like, well, you're going to say you want two.
And then, if you give a mouse a cookie.
Yes. I know. I want a dog so badly.
A dog.
Michael, you don't have pets right now, do you?
No, I can barely maintain myself in my own. But I did have a dog growing up. Her name was Lucy, and she was an amazing Sheltie.
Aww.
I miss her very much.
Mm-hmm. And Ez has a cat. Now, Ez, when you were doing your video, your Facebook Live video, you were eating some items.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the video you recently put on Facebook.
So my boyfriend and I, we've been trying to see... we've been making Facebook Live videos, and this one was, he had told me in a previous one that he had never had bologna, so then I decided to make him a charcuterie plate.
Yes.
Of Oscar Mayer meats.
Yes.
Yeah, so bologna, there's some cotto salami, some Braunschweiger, which is liver sausage.
Love it.
Some pimento and olive, I think it's bologna, I'm not sure. And then one which just had pieces of Kraft singles in them. It was interesting. I'd never seen that. But yeah, I made him a nice plate with some white bread as well.
This
and Kraft cheese singles.
Yes.
Yeah. And we tried to feed it to the cat. She was not having
it. No, she was
she
not.
She smelled it and went, no, I'm not eating that.
This is processed.
That brown swagger.
I love liver.
It wasn't sausage. Bad. I was surprised I'd never had it.
You never had liver sausage?
No.
Okay, you know how my husband actually taught me this. My dad loved liver sausage. My dad liked liver and onions. Long story. But it's still in my soul. But liver sausage, you know, like you can slice it and fry it.
Yeah, well, I have a whole thing of it now. I have to figure out how to eat it.
Fry it.
Okay.
Next time I come on, yes. She can bring it.
So bring it.
Liver and bourbon.
I think by that time it would be a little too old. But.
Liver and bourbon.
Well, that's the joy of that stuff is it's yeah. Essentially, it lives into infinity. I
it
think.
Does. It's it like, does last forever. You don't get those like mold spots you have to cut yeah. off a cheese.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
As is like, what have I brought into my house? So what did V think of the pimento loaf, I think, first?
Oh, he hated all of it.
All of it?
Oh. He did not enjoy. He liked the liver sausage. He didn't mind it because I guess as a kid, he used to eat liver sausage sandwiches.
All right, fair enough.
But everything else, the bologna he thought was horrendous, which I was like, what's so bad about it?
That's not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, bologna's not bad. Do you guys have any favorites from the, I like the salami too.
Cotto salami, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Liverwurst, head cheese.
Summer sausage.
Oh yeah, I did have some, this was an Oscar Mayer, but it was at the counter, the deli counter. I brought some cheese, some chicken head cheese.
What? What's chicken head? Yeah.
What is that?
It's you know, head cheese. It's like a smushed up, it looks
like the scraps.
With yeah.
Oh.
And then there's like yeah. gelatin or whatever, an aspic.
I love it.
And it just looks, it's all kind of just
gummy
yeah. and it's like jello.
Mm-hmm. My grandma turns 98 next month, and I was having lunch with her on Saturday, and she was telling me about making head cheese when she grows up, or was growing up.
Yeah.
And
she's 98.
She's 98.
So that worked out well.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
You know, it's like, she likes to drink too.
So. Well, apparently it's now coffee, booze, and head cheese. Tell me something good when we come back. It could be head cheese. It could be whatever you need it to be. 312-981-7200. Tell me what you're happy about tonight. What makes you smile tonight? 312-981-7200. More in a moment on 720 WGN.